When it comes to the most predominant biofuel in Wisconsin, corn is king. However, the director for the Office of Energy Independence says ethanol needs to be a bridge to other sustainable fuel sources. Judy Ziewat says the state's trying to encourage landowners to grow alternative biofuels.
If we start providing the opportunity and the know-how to start planting grasses for biofuel production, that takes the pressure off landowners, farmers, to use marginal land and put it in corn.
A study by Midwestern researchers and the Nature Conservancy says global warming can worsen if native ecosystems are turned into cropland. That's because carbon dioxide is released from fire used to clear land. It's also produced when soil's disrupted and plants rot. The time needed to overcome that carbon release can be as long as 100 years, according to Stephen Pulaski. He's the ecology and economics professor from the University of Minnesota. He authored the study.
The report isn't anti-ethanol, per se. It depends upon how biofuel is produced, and that's really the main message.
20% of Wisconsin's 4 million acres of corn now go to make ethanol. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.